Penguin Random House Audio presents The Infinite Game, written and read by Simon Sinek.
A signpost stands at a fork in the road. Pointing in one direction, the sign says victory. Pointing in the other direction, the sign says fulfillment. We must pick a direction. Which one will we choose? If we choose the path to victory, the goal is to win. We will experience the thrill of competition as we rush toward the finish line. Crowds gather to cheer for us, and then it's over, and everyone goes home. Hopefully, we can do it again. If we choose the path to fulfillment, the journey will be long. There will be times in which we must watch our step. There will be times we can stop to enjoy the view. We keep going. We keep going. Crowds gather to join us on the journey. And when our lives are over, those who joined us on the path to fulfillment will keep going without us and inspire others to join them too. Why I wrote this. It's surprising that this book even needs to exist. Over the course of human history, we have seen the benefits of infinite thinking so many times. The rise of great societies, advancements in science and medicine, and the exploration of space all happened because large groups of people, united in common cause, chose to collaborate with no clear end in sight. If a rocket that was headed for the stars crashed, for example, we figured out what was wrong and tried again, and again, and again. And even after we succeeded, we kept going. We did these things not because of the promise of an end-of-year bonus. We did these things because we felt like we were contributing to something bigger than ourselves, something with value that would